اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا.
الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise be to Allah عز وجل. We praise him. With Allah عز وجل we seek aid and help. To him we repent. I bear witness that none have the right to be worshipped but Allah the Creator عز وجل، and that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is his messenger and his servant. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد، الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، الله أكبر كبيرا. Today we are talking about the day the Eid al-Adha. Sacrificial day, the day of sacrifice. And we know that we have 2 days for celebration. The first day is the day of Fitr after Ramadan. The second is the day of Al-Adha, the day of sacrifice. And these are the only 2 days Allah Azza wa Jal has given us for celebration. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came, he found his people, or found people, have so many days for celebration. The day, for example, such as we have now, we have a lot of days for celebration, you know, during the year. The day of Christmas, for example, Christmas, or Thanksgiving, or Halloween, or the day of Mother, the day of family, the day of workers, the day of donkey. So people are every day, they are, you know, have new day for celebration. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, we the Muslims, Allah Azza wa Jal has replaced us, you know, with 2 days instead of all other days of celebration. So we have to exalt that. And we have to follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah Azza wa Jal has sent him with the message to people for what? For guidance, to follow, not just to say we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No, the true love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to follow him. And the Prophet in the authentic hadith sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم وحشر معهم. Whosoever imitate or be similar with any kind of people, he will be among them. He will be from them. He will be resurrected with them. So if you are following and imitating the prophets صلى الله عليه وسلم, so you'll be resurrected with them. If you are following the companions, if you follow the scholars, if you follow the pious people, you will be resurrected with them. If you follow the others, like Jews or Christians or communists or the other or whatever, so you will be, you know, resurrected with them, among them. So we have to be careful. This celebration, you know, okay, to be happy, to be nice, to be kind, to know each other, to visit each other, but this, we have to remember that this is a kind of action, or action, a kind of action, or a kind of worship to Allah Azza wa Jal. So we have to follow, for any kind of worship to Allah Azza wa Jal, we have to follow the way of Allah, the way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise, it will be innovation. And for every innovation will be in the hell. means with the person who is following the innovation. So we have to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be saved from the hellfire and to be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So for this, and Allah has chosen for us the best days among the years. The best days during the year are the day of Al-Fitr and day of Al-Adha. We have mentioned that the best day among us, the days of the year, is the day of Nahr, of slaughter, of sacrifice. The day you are sacrificing and slaughter your lamb or your sheep or your animal for the sake of Allah. So we are doing that and mention the name of Allah, you know, and thanking Allah with sincerity and inviting people for our, you know, meat, for our food, and spreading the peace and spreading the happiness between people during the time of our, you know, Eid. So we are allowed to celebrate our days, but according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to gain the pleasure of Allah and the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is the day of Al-Adha. After slaughtering your sheep or your cow or your, you know, camel, inviting people. And this also, we have mentioned that this should be after the prayer. Allah has said, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. Means, after your praying the Eid, after the Salat of Eid, so Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered us to slaughter our, you know, our animal after the Eid praying. So after the Eid and slaughtering the animal, so you are free for, you know, the right celebration of Eid and inviting people or spreading your meat for other people, feeding people or feeding poor, or invite people for it. And if you are from people of Hajj, if you are a pilgrim, so after slaughtering your sacrifice and sheep your head or hair and, you know, stoning the Jamrat al-Aqaba, so after that you are going for making tawaf, doing tawaf around the Kaaba. Doing tawaf around the Kaaba, as we mentioned, the authentic hadith, that to do it 7 times, starting with the black stone, and praying after 7 times, praying behind the maqam of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the place the Prophet Ibrahim was standing up on that stone while he was building the Kaaba. So if you go around the Kaaba 7 times with tawaf and praying 2 rak'ah after that, so the Prophet ﷺ was talking about that the reward of that, you know, such as you are releasing a neck from the slaves. So this is like great reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. And to receive or to touch the black stone, starting with tawaf by the black stone. What is the history of the black stone? In the authentic ahadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was describing that the black stone is coming down from the paradise, and nothing in the earth from the Jannah paradise except the black stone. So you are spending your money and your time and traveling with hardship for visiting or for doing Hajj or Umrah or making tawaf, you have to realize, you have to remember that you are touching and receiving something truly from the paradise, from the Jannah. So you have to make dua there. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the authentic hadith was saying that this black stone, when it, you know, came from the Jannah, it was very bright and very light and very white, even more than the milk and the ice. But because of the sins of the children of Adam, and because of the impurity of Jahiliyyah, so, you know, that, you know, changed it, or it became like, you know, dark and black. And in the other authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, if it is not the sins of people of Jahiliyyah or impure sins, you know, people of Jahiliyyah were making tawaf and receiving or touching with, they are committing shirk, they have idol there in the, you know, in, around the Kaaba. So because of that, you know, if it is not that kind of sin, you know, no one has problem, any kind of problem touching or receiving the black stones, except will cure and heal him. But because of that, they lost their, you know, the virtues from the stone, black stone of Kaaba. So also the Prophet ﷺ was like talking about the describing the history of the black stone, that the black stone will come in the day of judgment. The black stone will come in the day of judgment, has two eyes and two lips and one tongue, you know, and be witness or testified for the person who touch or receive it with truth and with sincerity. So we have to realize that, and we have, before touching, before receiving the black stone, we have to have sincerity, and we have to save our dua for that. Because in the authentic hadith, other authentic hadith, the Prophet has said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the black stone and the Yemeni corner, the corner before the black stone, the Yemeni means the, in the site of Yemen, or the site or direction of Yemen, these two corners, the black stone corner or and the Yemeni corner, are, you know, erasing the sins or forgiving. I mean, Allah is making them like as a reason for forgiving or forgiveness for the person who is receiving or not touching them with truth. So we have to realize that, and we have to remember to, for the sincere dua, for the important, the most important dua, to save it or to do it while you are receiving the black stone or receiving the corner before the Yemeni or Yemeni's corner. So these are, you know, to start the tawaf by this, and, you know, after that, going back to Mina and spend the 3 nights at Mina in as much as you can, and, you know, stoning the 3 stones for each time according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So also, you know, for this opportunity, I have to remind myself and remind my brothers and sisters with the most important thing, the sincerity, the ikhlas. We have to do all of this with sincerity. You are spending your money and your wealth and leaving your business, your own family, your own children, your own country or town, facing all these troubles for what? You have to ask yourself, for what? Are you going for Allah? Are you going seeking the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal? Or you are going for buying a name, like to call Hajj, or to call Mu'tamir, or to show people that you are going back and forth every year or every other year for Hajj? No, you have to stop. You have to ask yourself, are you doing that for Allah, only for Allah, or just for other people? Because Allah is the most self-sufficient from any kind of shirk. From any kind of shirk. And whosoever acts in action, you know, without sincerity, or like join or making shirk or setting a partner with Allah in the kind of worship other than Allah, so Allah has said his action will be for the others, and Allah is free from it. So if you are going for Hajj, you have to stop, you have to think, you have to realize, you have to purify your intention, your niyyah, to be just for Allah Azza wa Jal, to be only for Allah Azza wa Jal. Otherwise, you are losing your money, losing your time, and facing the hardship with nothing. So You are not the one who is making Hajj, but your ride is the one who is doing the Hajj, and you have nothing. So you have to ask yourself, and you have to seek, you know, that from Allah. You have to ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to bestow the sincerity upon you, to be and to purify your intention, because you couldn't do it by yourself. Every time you are purifying your intention for Allah, to be for Allah only, Shaitan will never leave you alone. Will never ever leave you alone. You have, if you are free from that, if he couldn't stop you from the action, the righteous action, he will follow you to gain anything from your action, to gain anything from your intention, to lose everything. Oh, you are going now for Hajj, and you have to beautify your Hajj. You have to do that for people. You have to show people that you are making Hajj, you are doing Tawaf, you are doing Salat, you are doing Hajj, or you are doing Jihad. So Shaitan will follow and keep bothering you to take part of your, and the Prophet had described that أَذْنَ الرِّيَاءِ shirk, to make or to do any kind of worship for show off, to show people, not for Allah Azza wa Jal. So it is shirk, because you are sitting partner other than Allah Azza wa Jal, or seeking, you know, like sitting partner in worship with Allah Azza wa Jal. So this kind of shirk, and Allah Azza wa Jal will never ever accept that. So you are, your action is like a bird has two wings. If you lose one wing of this, you couldn't fly. You have to have sincerity. You have to purify your intention. You have to seek that by Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making dua himself for Allah Azza wa Jal to purify his intention to be for Allah only, not for any other people. And you have to keep doing that. You have to, but if Shaitan, sometimes Shaitan comes to you and say, oh, now you are doing that for others than Allah, for people. So you are murai. You have to stop it. So do not stop your action. Do not stop your worship. But purify your intention, correct your intention, and go forward and go ahead. Do and spread in your sight, left side, against Shaitan three times. اخسأ عدو الله. Stay away, the enemy of Allah. And just correct your intention and go. So do not stop the kind of worship because of Shaitan, and do not do it for other, for people, but always and making dua, Ya Allah, teach me, please teach me and guide me to the sincerity, to do the action, you know, the sincere action for the sight of Allah, seeking the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal. The other side is to act according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you have both, okay, go ahead, your action will be accepted. Otherwise, if you lose one of these wings, you couldn't fly, your action will never ever raise up over your head. Because فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, whosoever wished to meet with Allah, let him فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, to do the righteous actions according to the way of the Prophet ﷺ, according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا, without committing any kind of shirk with any kind of worship. So if you have that, you have to keep it, and you have to ask Allah to, you know, to bestow it upon you and purify it and save it from any kind of shaitan or from any kind of riyah. And then after that, and making dua for that, as we mentioned, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your deeds and feel sorry and feel humble in the front of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If Allah give you success to pass the action or to do the action with sincerity and with the sunnah according to the way, the right way, also we have to feel sorry. It may be Allah will never accept it or not accept it. So we have to show Allah humbleness from ourselves. Ya Allah, please accept my actions. Do not be proud of yourself that, okay, I pray, I make Hajj, I made Hajj. خلاص. It's accepted. No, you don't know. Allah will accept it or not. So we have to ask Allah to accept our actions with sincerity, only for Allah Azza wa Jal, according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And may Allah forgive all of us, and may Allah, you know, return this Eid again upon us and upon all the Muslims with factory, inshallah, with factory. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah save and protect all the Muslims from any kind of harm. اللهم امين وسبحانك اللهم ربنا وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك وجزاكم الله تعالى كل خير